Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready?
Hell yeah! Yeah, right!
As the sun came up this morning, we're now less than 10 days away from National Signing Day, which will be Wednesday, February 3rd. And between now and then, you can expect the unexpected. Good morning, everyone. I'm David Johnson. Welcome to Rebel Rise Live, along with your co-host, Dave Bevan. We hope Michael Quirk will be joining us a little bit later on in today's podcast. And it is what we all wait for, that final stretch run to National Signing Day, which is going to be filled with more drama than I think I've ever experienced in doing this in all my years this year. I don't think there's ever quite been a final week plus 2 days of what we're in store for. The ground is moving quickly beneath our feet in regards to targets. Now reports that defensive tackle Chris Daniels out of Euless, Texas, whom at this time last week was a legitimate Ole Miss target, will take his final official visit to Texas A&M this weekend, so not feeling good about Chris Daniels. Also reports out there that Nate Craig Myers may not come to Ole Miss on an official visit this weekend. The tea leaves are certainly reading Auburn for that four-star wide receiver out of the state of Florida. So things are changing quickly. The Rebels offer a linebacker committed to North Carolina State over the weekend, a 2016 linebacker. So you can see there's a lot of fluidity to the situation. It's going to change daily. And this is the time of the year where often it changes hour by hour. And we will effort to keep you up with the very latest on the Rebel Rise Live. Ole Miss hosted 5 official visitors over the weekend. 1 did not make it due to weather concerns, that being Rebel linebacker commit Tarikus Tisdale out of Lexington, Tennessee. As the state of Tennessee blasted with the snow that moved into the area last Friday, Tisdale has rescheduled his visit for this weekend. No cause for any concern there whatsoever. He's solid to Ole Miss. 2 other commitments had their official visits over the weekend in Sandy Creek, Georgia, offensive lineman Chandler Tuitt and North Pagnola athlete Justin Connor. The interesting thing that came out of Connor's visit is he had his sit-down one-on-one with Coach Hugh Freeze Sunday morning before he departed campus, and Freeze laid out the roadmap for Justin Connor. Recruited as a running back for the longest of time, we had hints that Connor may move over to the defensive side of the ball, and Freeze confirmed that for Justin Sunday morning before he left campus, that Justin will come in as a cornerback for the Rebels in May when he arrives. So we know that. Chandler Tuitt just reconfirmed what he already knew. He's an Ole Miss Rebel through and through. Then you had Royce Newman, the offensive tackle out of Nashville, Illinois, who was in for his official. And Royce is not talking. He hasn't talked in a long, long time. Probably handling his recruitment better than most. He's currently committed to Missouri, but most believe he is about to execute the flip to Ole Miss. There was a lot of chatter this weekend that he would even do it before he and his family left campus. That obviously did not happen. But one thing of note, he's committed to Missouri, but the Nebraska Cornhuskers have been recruiting him just as hard as Ole Miss now for quite some time. Last night, Michael Brunts of our Nebraska site crystal balled Royce Newman to Ole Miss. Now, I've not had a chance to talk to Michael yet. as to whether he picked up some inside information that the Cornhuskers were now out of the Newman sweepstakes, so to speak. But I plan on speaking to him today, and I'll have a little bit more on that on the Rebel Rise later on today. So we've got that. Courtney Davis, four-star wide receiver out of the Houston, Texas area. He was in for an official over the weekend. Going to take his final official to Texas A&M next weekend. I got to tell you, I feel like Courtney Davis is bound for Texas A&M. He had a good visit, said all the right things about his visit here at Ole Miss, said Ole Miss and A&M were tied, so to speak. That was his final two. But he'll cap things off. He'll cap his recruitment off next weekend in College Station. So my expectations are Courtney Davis probably going to break towards the Texas A&M Aggies. And, of course, the other young man, four-star wide receiver Trey Nixon out of the state of Florida, still on the Ole Miss campus this morning as we record this podcast. We hope to hear from Trey once he wraps up his official visit sometime Monday. So, Dave Bevan, that's where we stand right now in terms of what this weekend brought. We're kind of on standby with Royce Newman to see if, in fact, he is going to flip from Missouri to Ole Miss. Courtney Davis, I just don't feel good about. Trey Nixon, still a lot of smoke around that. A lot of people think he's going to end up with the Georgia Bulldogs, but right now he's still on the Ole Miss campus. Ole Miss has made him a priority over the weekend. So, Dave, that's kind of the opening act for this final stretch run. The main band, if you will, call them Kiss, call them Bon Jovi, call whatever. The main band hits the stage this weekend when Ole Miss has approximately 20 in for official visits to try to put the finishing touches on this cycle. Dave, I'll turn it over to you. Your thoughts on what's going on right now.
You know, like you said in the opening statement of the podcast, David, you put it in the good words that, you know, basically just buckle up for the ride because, you know, like you said, you haven't seen this much drama, possibly, you know, the atmosphere just filling up as we lead into National Signing Day. Most of Ole Miss's targets, if you look at the board, the most of Ole Miss's remaining targets are going to be National Signing Day announcements. So, you know, you're going to be tuned to the channels early on that day. Going back to, you know, the official visit weekends, you know, you pointed out Courtney Davis. I would agree with you there on, you know, Texas A&M, you know, being the team to beat there. I know back in the early stages of his recruitment, Oklahoma State had that surge, but, you know, definitely in your interview with him yesterday, he's put the Rebels and Texas A&M in his final two. So I agree with you there. Aggies are the team to beat. And once again, we would like to, you know, hear from Trey Nixon later on after he wraps up his official visit. And, you know, it's great to see two Ole Miss commits basically just get what they were expected for and solidifying their commitments. So overall, I think it was a great weekend for them and Royce Newman. You know, I'm in with you on that boat, David. And, you know, I believe he has Rebels sitting a good chance and a good seat to possibly flip him from that Missouri commitment. So I'm fully in on that boat with you on that. And then looking ahead to this upcoming weekend, wow, I mean, 20 of the top remaining prospects, some committed to Ole Miss, some uncommitted. You know, it's going to be a wild weekend.
As far as wide receivers go with Ole Miss in this class, and someone was asking this last night, how many more do they take? You know, definitely one more. Possibly two more if that second guy is the right guy. And what I mean by that is got to be a receiver that is just simply too good to turn down, and that's all they're recruiting right now. They're all too good to turn down. As I mentioned, I think you can take Nate Craig Myers kind of out of the equation. I'll be surprised if he shows up in Oxford for his official visit. I think he's going to Auburn along with his brother, Javon Myers, the defensive back. So this visit list for this weekend, we're going to get in there today and kind of massage it a little bit, but just be ready. It's going to change every day. There's going to be a subtraction or two. There will be an addition or two. Always works out like that, so you'll want to check it often after I get in this morning and kind of update it and massage it, take some guys out, maybe add a guy or two on. So just be ready for that. Nothing is solid. Nothing is solid until February the 3rd. We know that. So, and that's why we're all on Rebels 247, and it's our passion, and we all enjoy it. So, as you can probably hear, my co-host with me this morning, one Tori Kate, and glad she's hanging with her pops this morning. First team meeting for the 2016 Rebels, the 2016 edition, last night at the Manning Center. Little team meeting, and then they broke off into position groups. And this morning, they were all greeted, particularly those eight early enrollees, for the first time ever with a Paul Jackson workout. About 6:30 this morning, the first group rolled in, second group around 7:30. So things are back in motion, full team back on campus, as we are now efforting towards the start of spring practice. Now, one thing I do want to talk about this morning and turn our attention to a little bit is going to be the in-state targets remaining for the Rebels in this 2016 class and what is possibly going on there. Because there's a lot happening. That's real easy for us to get caught up in some of these national recruits, and rightfully so, that Ole Miss is still targeting. There's a lot of action, a lot of skirmishing still going on within the borders of the state of Mississippi, between the Rebels and Mississippi State and Alabama primarily, the three schools that are battling for some of the Magnolia State's top remaining prizes. Now, you really can't have that conversation without starting off talking about Jeffrey Simmons, because Jeffrey Simmons is pretty darn special, if you will, and that is the ground zero when you're starting to talk about in-state recruits. And what you have, gathering it out right now, for the five-star defensive end out of Maxby County. Now, I've said for a while now, I believe Ole Miss leads. I still believe that, even after Jeffrey came off his official visit to Alabama on Sunday. Not a lot of really nothing from Jeffrey in terms of public commentary about his visit to Alabama over the weekend, which, again, is simply playing it smart. But I still believe Ole Miss leads for him. Now, have the Rebels surged for the Starkville duo of A.J. Brown and Kobe Jones? Let me tell you what I think right now. I am not convinced A.J. Brown is coming to Ole Miss. Now, I've had a lot of sources tell me you're underestimating where Ole Miss sets with A.J. Brown, and I could very well be. But I still believe A.J. Brown ends up at Mississippi State on National Signing Day. Color me surprised if it's Alabama. Color me shocked if it's Ole Miss. Kobe Jones? I'm hearing things. Kobe Jones, could he be the guy who shocks the Magnolia State this year? Because he's kind of the guy that's been written off to automatically sign with the Bulldogs. Kind of been that way his whole process. Yeah, he's a great player, but you know he's staying home. And the vibe with A.J. Brown's been opposite, that A.J. was likely going to leave Starkville, had made it known that he would leave Starkville. Kobe Jones, just keep an eye on him over the next 9 days. He's coming to Ole Miss on an official visit this weekend, and we're hearing good things. doesn't mean he's going to be a Rebel, but I'm hearing very, very interesting things. Let me say that. Nigel Knott, the four-star cornerback out of Germantown, Mississippi High School down in the Madison area. He'll also be on campus this weekend. Simmons will be here as well as A.J. Brown. All four of these guys will be in Oxford to close out their official visits beginning Friday. Nigel Knott, Alabama wants Nigel Knott. He is a take for the Crimson Tide. Obviously, Mississippi State wants him. He's a take for the Bulldogs. Ole Miss wants him. He's a take for the Rebels. Which way will he bounce? He's the hardest guy in the state to really feel like you have a good feel for. His entire recruitment has kind of been flavored with the notion that he wants to leave the state of Mississippi. Oregon in it with him for the longest of time. I really don't think the Ducks are a factor anymore. So now it's boiled down to Alabama, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss for Nigel Knott. Tuscaloosa, is that really leaving the state of Mississippi? I mean, it's just right across the eastern border. So maybe you can throw the wants to get out of Mississippi thing away. And it just comes down to where Nigel Knott wants to play his college football between Alabama State and Ole Miss. Again, the Rebels get the last shot. And again, shockingly, last week, my Ole Miss sources tell me that they even think they lead for Nigel Knott. Cautious optimism? Probably. Again, you go into National Signing Day scratching your head. Although Nigel has said he may announce on February the 1st, which is his birthday. So there's that possibility that Nigel Knott will not take his recruitment into Signing Day. I wouldn't be surprised if he did, though. He's had a couple of announcement dates that he's pushed back, and so that's been the trend. But possibly we'll know where Nigel Knott's going to go a week from today. We'll just have to see. Dave, your observations inside the state of Mississippi.
Well, the first observation, with all the feedback, looking in good shape with Ole Miss, with Jeffrey Simmons, and then the shocking, unexpected in a way with Kobe Jones and then Nigel Knott, because like you said, throughout the majority of their recruitment with Jones, it looked, Mississippi State written all over, and then Nigel Knott had that, that tendency of, possibly wanting to leave the state of Mississippi. If Ole Miss were to, let's just say, sign three out of the four of these top remaining 50 that you just mentioned, that would be huge in regards to the in-state recruiting, because you've already got, the top defensive tackle within the state of Mississippi already committed on campus at Ole Miss. Then you also have Kalen Metcalf, one of the top wide receivers within the state of Mississippi. Then you have Jeffrey Simmons. He is the number one overall prospect within the state of Mississippi. It would be huge it would be a 100% home run for the Rebels on National Signing Day if that were to happen.
Coach is back out on the road today. We'll let you know when we confirm what their destinations and locales are. And someone was asking me last night during live chat about, hey, where all are they going? Where are they going to be Tuesday? Where are they going to be Wednesday? That's, at this time of the year, slightly guarded information, because there's strategery that goes on in when these coaches make their visits and who they're going to see. And, if Hugh Freeze just sent a memo out on Sunday night saying, hey, this is where I'm going to be Monday, this is where I'm going to be Tuesday, this is where I'll be Wednesday, this is where I'll be Thursday, Thursday night I'll be here. You don't reckon coaches from other schools recruiting the same players would go, okay, Freeze is coming in at this time on Wednesday, so we want to come in after him. We want to be the last ones with the in-home. So some of that information a little guarded right now. We'll certainly report to you after the fact. But you'll have to be a little bit patient with where these coaches are planning on going this week and who they're going to see and what time as far as getting that news in advance. And that's just, again, to borrow that word from George W. Bush, a little strategery right there on the part of the coaching staff. And it's the same way at every school. I mean, you know, Dan Mullen's not posting up on the student message board where he's going to be this week. Nick Saban's not going to do that either. So a little bit of patience right there in terms of where the coaches are going. We'll let you know as soon as we can let you know. That's kind of how it is. But just a wild, wild finish. Expect it. Expect for a couple of names to surface this week that you've never even heard of. That's going to happen. Now, if you want to call them Plan B guys, I hate that term. But if that's what you want to refer to them as, it's very much a moving picture. Once you figure out you're not going to get this kid, you're going to give another kid an opportunity to take that spot. There's a pecking order, and that'll shuffle things up. By the way, I have it confirmed 100% now. Nate Krigmeier is not visiting Ole Miss this weekend. Scratch him. And I would imagine, and I don't have this confirmed, but I would imagine that means his brother, Jay Longmeyers, who was not extremely high on the Ole Miss corner board anyway, will not be coming in either. So there you have it. Even in the course of this podcast, breaking news on what to expect and what this weekend will bring. So no surprises there. Dave, things are fluid. We're going to have these podcasts every single day this week, with the focus on recruiting to kind of just update you and walk you into this national signing day. But we're going to go ahead and put the wraps on this one. Any closing thoughts?
You know, how was – I do have to ask the snow. Did y'all get a chance to play in the snow? Because we didn't get any over the weekend.
Slight dusting. That would be how I would describe it. I live about 6 miles south of Oxford. Oxford proper probably got a little bit more than I did out in our community near Taylor, but slight dusting, no road problems whatsoever. And, you know, so the kids all have their fingers crossed waiting to see if they get another shot.
Right. But just to what we've said all along, David, thanking, you know, everyone, all of our listeners and subscribers for choosing Rebels 247 and, you know, the excitement of surrounding National Signing Day is almost here. We're close to a week away. Get ready for the amazing ride that it is.
All right, guys, hope to see you all, and ladies, hope to see you all throughout the day on the Rebel Rise as news is bound to be breaking throughout the day and throughout the night. We thank you for giving us this small portion of your day today to join us on the Rebel Rise Live. So, for Dave Bevan, I'm David Johnson. As always, hotty totty.